Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. All right, Chris, we're back talking again about James and the life is but a vapor. This is a second of a four-part series on James 4:14 and life is but a vapor. And this episode is going to be on a place of rest. Let's talk about that.
Yes, the Bible tells us that there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. And so when you think about scripture, you think about God created the heavens and the earth, and then he rested, the Sabbath rest. And then you think about the redemption rest. Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then the Bible says he gave up his spirit, and he basically paid the price for our sins. We're redeemed to him. We're no longer alienated. We're reconciled to him. So that's redemption rest. And then there's salvation rest. Whenever that was that you, who may be listening, believe, put your trust where God has put your sin on Jesus, and you ask him to come to your heart, that's salvation rest. But there remains a future rest. And we're talking right now, so you and I are not there yet in this future rest. But the Bible says for the people of God that we have a future rest.
And boy, is that something to look forward to. Life of toil, life on earth, the whole thing that is this life here, which is sometimes difficult, and there's not a lot of rest. We talk about it all the time. Everybody's tired and needing more sleep than they get. This is a completely different type of rest.
How would you like to never sin again, Mark?
You know, it'll be on that side of heaven for sure.
We're going to be at rest from the power of sin. Revelation 21:27 says, but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So there can be no sin in heaven. So therefore, you'll never feel guilty again or under conviction for sin because you cannot sin in heaven. You're at rest from that.
Can you imagine the peacefulness of that, navigating to struggle with the flesh and the world and all of those things? I can't imagine how peaceful and restful that feels. Again, we talked in the last episode about not being able to imagine that. Luckily, we have verses and different expositions on the verses that can give us at least a little bit of a feeling of that.
Yeah, there's no suffering. We'll never suffer again. Revelation 21:4 again says, there shall be no more pain. So when we get to our heavenly home, after we depart from this vapor of a life, there's never going to be a struggle with sin again, and we're never going to suffer again. No more dying, no more crying. We're at rest from suffering and also from separation. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying in heaven. We're totally at rest from all that.
Yeah. You know, usually when I think of somebody who has just passed away, most of the time they were not in good health, obviously. And so I always think about, you know, that moment they open their eyes up in heaven, there's no more pain.
That reminds me of what you just said, the moment they open their eyes. Richard Baxter, who wrote the Christian classic, The Saints' Everlasting Rest, is a Christian classic. On his deathbed, he had a long line of his clergy friends. They were standing in line to say one last thing to him because they knew it was going to be soon. One man said, I leaned down, I looked into his face, and I said, Richard, how do you feel? He said, he looked up at me. His eyes were bright. He had a face of an angel. He was smiling broadly, and he said, I'm almost well. And when he said the word well, his breath went across my cheek, and that was the last word he spoke. He was well.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.